Hey everyone, this is Colm Kelly. You can find me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. You are listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel on RotoViz Radio. Each week here on the Highlight Reel, we'll have two shows per week, and we'll feature the top articles on rotoviz.com, get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you who don't know, RotoViz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Today we'll be looking at two of the articles from RotoViz, and I'm very happy to say that while last week on the show I was joined by Dave Caban, who's going to be one of the co-hosts or one of the rotational hosts here on the Highlight Reel today, I'm joined by another, so we're getting the trio in straight off the bat here, and I'm joined by Mr. Neil Dutton. How are you, Neil?
I'm very well, sir. All the better for speaking with you.
Obviously, you can follow Neil as well on Twitter at ndutton13. He's one of the key guys just contributing absolute stock loads of articles onto RotoViz. So we're going to be talking about two of them today. The two we are going to talk about is looking at Andrew Luck and the Colts. Where will you be in week one without him? And the other one is about DeShone Kizer. And if he is the starter and plays this season for the Cleveland Browns, it is bad news in his opinion for Duke Johnson. We'll be looking into that. We'll be using those apps as well on rotoviz.com. So lots and lots of good stuff to get into. But Neil, as I mentioned, you're going to be one of the hosts here as well on the show. So I'm sure the listeners know that after they hear this, you're going to be bringing value for money on a week in, week out basis.
Well, I've never ever been described as value for money, but I shall certainly try.
So when we look at it, obviously last week was the first show and I mentioned the apps and so on RotoViz. And Neil, just for the listeners who maybe aren't as familiar, I think most of them will be familiar, but have you one or two that are at the very top of your list of those apps on rotoviz.com?
Well, my favourite app is the GameSplit app, just because it enables you to put in a player. Going back, I think it's to the year 2000, you can go for like individual seasons or you can go over spans, and you can basically look at various situations that player has faced in an NFL career, and you can set it by, you know, how many catches he's had, how many targets, how many rushing yards, how many touchdowns. And the best thing about it, as I say, you can add another player onto it. So it's, how has Tom Brady done, it's quite topical, how has Tom Brady done in the last 5 years in games that Julian Edelman didn't play? So you go in, you put these figures in, and at the very bottom, it'll come up and it'll shoot out these figures for you with the number of games that he's played with Edelman over the span and the number without. And it's just a great way of seeing, of assessing potential situations that you might come up in your fantasy, you know, in planning for your fantasy teams, or, you know, redraft or even DFS you could use it for as well. And obviously the RotoViz screener, just because it's all-encompassing and you can get absolutely everything from it. It's just of its type. It's a wonderful app. It's incredibly easy to use and it's just absolutely overflowing with information.
Yeah, and that's just two of them that he's named off the bat. There is over 20 apps, and there will be more being added all the time. There's a great team there working on the different stuff, and you really can't get the apps that we are providing on RotoViz anywhere else. And if you go there, obviously with the season fastly approaching, and there's a lot of the apps as well that have been kind of focused on projections. We talked last week with Dave about his projections, but, you know, to get even for weekly projections, so to start your team early in the week, if you're looking at waivers and so on, it's definitely something you can check out. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can get 30% off a RotoViz pass. Now, this discount is for listeners only. It is available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription will give you unlimited access to all our NFL content and tools. Best of all, it helps support the pod. Again, to be sure to get that 30% discount, and the go-to is rotoviz.com/podcast. Let's get into the articles now, and we'll start off with the Andrew Luck and the Colts. I'll let you go in and give your kind of the emphasis of why you started looking into this. Obviously, it's because Andrew Luck is unlikely to be around come week one, but I'll let you have the floor.
Well, obviously, since he's come into the NFL, aside from the one season where he missed the majority of it, Andrew Luck has never finished lower than QB9. So he's a fantasy, you know, he's a fantasy performer, you know, par excellence. He's someone who, you know, if I'm not a fan per se of drafting quarterbacks early, but if I was going to, then last year, I think the players I'd have looked for would have been your Aaron Rodgers, your Drew Brees, and your Andrew Lux, just basically because, you know, Everton's there. He's going to pass the ball. He's got decent receivers, a putrid offensive line, and a bad running game. So he's going to get the ball out, and he's going to take the hits. Obviously, Luck is now, he's probably not going to be there available for week one. But if you have situations like I did over the weekend, and you're getting to round 8 or 9, and Luck is still there, you're thinking, you've got to think, plan ahead a little bit and think, he may not help me in the first few weeks, but if I can plug him in week three onwards, I've potentially cornered one of the top five or six quarterbacks in our league. But it's just a question of, obviously, that he's had coming back from shoulder surgery. He's not going to play week one. I'd be stunned if he did. All the talk that's come out of Indianapolis is that he's probably not going to play. Obviously, you don't just take the L there in fantasy. You can plug other people in. Unless you're playing in a 32-team league, which if you are, you have far too much spare time, my friend.
Are you so the realistic expectations to start Scott Tolzien?
Well, as I say, I did the four options I did give. The first one was Scott Tolzien, and I was quite succinct in my analysis with the words, please God, no. I didn't need to look at any of the apps on RotoViz to tell me that starting Scott Tolzien is a good way for you to lose your fantasy matchup. So what I did, say I went to the GameSplits app. I had a look on NFL.com for ownership rates of players. And I saw that three players, not particularly popular at the moment, shall we say, not exactly falling out of themselves, you know, to get on NFL rosters. Fantasy rosters. And the three are Sam Bradford, Carson Palmer and Jay Cutler. Now, you've probably been burnt by at least one of these before. I'm certain his name probably rhymes with Butler, I'm thinking of. But they all have very, very enticing week one matchups. And using the GameSplits app, I put in their pass attempts, their pass completions, passing yards, passing touchdowns and interceptions and PPR points. And what I did was I looked for what the over-under was for these games. So I set one of the sliders I set for 44 points or 48 points. And in all the in most of the cases, certainly Carson Palmer, in games where he has that over-under in question over the last couple of years, he has been very, very effective. He's been someone you really, really want. He's still getting bitten by the bug that he wasn't very good last year. But for where he's going in draft, you can probably get him undrafted. So plug him in for week one against the Detroit Lions, who allowed an awful lot of fantasy points to quarterbacks last season. It's a nice spot to have, you know, nice spot to put him in where you don't have to worry about him producing over 16 weeks if you've got Andrew Luck in the bank. And it's the same with Bradford. He's playing the New Orleans Saints. Well, give me four receivers and I'll put up fantasy points against the New Orleans Saints. Really do bleed the points to quarterbacks in fantasy. And Jay Cutler, it's a nice matchup. I'm not saying Cutler is going to be a QB1, as we know that this team wants to run the ball, but he's been fairly consistent in terms of what his fantasy output is in games with the over-under of 44 and games without it. You know what you're going to get from him. It's a fairly low floor, but, you know, he might catch fire. You don't know. Jay Ajayi might be injured. So these three players, four if you count Scott Tolzien, but let's not. They're all good week one options while you wait for Andrew Luck to get better.
Yeah, and I agree. And, you know, you mentioned there, obviously, Andrew Luck and how he's fallen in drafts. The expectation is that he should be back anyway by week four. So if you're getting somebody and you're plugging them in at that there point of the season, you're just trying to get through those first few weeks. And if you can pick up even one or two wins out of those first 3 weeks, then you plug in Andrew Luck, who is likely on average to be one of the top five quarterback probably on a weekly basis throughout the season. So I think there's definite value in going for that strategy. Carson Palmer, as you mentioned, finished the season quite nicely last year, although he didn't start it well. There was that finger injury coming out of the season before, so let's see how he does. He still finished as quarterback 19 last year, which, as you mentioned in the article, is his lowest full season since quarterback 26 in 2011. But, you know, you're still getting an average quarterback for those 3 weeks, and if you can draft around it, then significantly you can help get yourself the win. You mentioned Andrew Luck, and when you're looking this past week, I done one of our home drafts prior to the big fight, the Conor McGregor fight. We got all my friends together and we drafted prior to that as the fight didn't start to 5:30 in the AM here in Ireland. So doing my draft, and it was 2 QB league, and it's a redraft format in this one. Andrew Luck fell to me in the third round, and I just thought, basically on what you had, I went three quarterbacks off the bat, and I took Drew Brees, Mariota, and then Luck sitting there. So I thought, you know, with those other two, you're just trying to get him, you're nearly having him as a bye week quarterback. So I thought the opportunity was just too much. And speaking of fantasy drafts, obviously a lot of our listeners will be drafting over this next kind of 2 week period prior to the season, but once the season starts, that's not the end of your draft. Obviously a lot of players play DFS. well there's a weekly fantasy football option there for you now, and that is Draft. They are helping sponsor RotoViz podcast here over the season. So all you have to do is go in once a week. You can do it multiple times a week if you want. You draft your team pretty much the same as DFS, except in this scenario, there is no salary cap. It's just your snake draft format. So you're going in, hopefully, if you're listening to RotoViz, you should have more knowledge than some of the people that aren't listening to RotoViz. You should know where to get those values. So you go to Draft, and if you go at this point in time, you can get your first go free by signing up. Download the app anytime. Just search for Draft in the App Store and join the game in minutes, or play right away on your computer at draft.com, whichever way you rather best. And to get that free promotion to start off, all you have to do is enter the promo code RVRadio when you sign up first, and play for real money the first time around and do that for free. So I think you're getting to test it out there quite nicely. So head on over to playdraft.com or download it from the App Store and use the code RVRadio and get involved in Draft. So moving on to the second article now, we're going to look at, and it's, you know, a player that I'm very, very high on this offseason. If you're looking at players I'm drafting, it's Duke Johnson. Starting to come around quite a bit under Sean Kizer as well, but it's more a long-term play. But looking at Duke, I know you've done a podcast I think it was last week, you talked about don't miss the boat on Duke Johnson. But has Deshaun Kizer affected that boat? Is the water a little bit more rocky for you?
Oh, Deshaun Kizer's put a massive great hole in the waterline, quite frankly, of the Duke Johnson boat. In situations usually when you say a quarterback is a bad news story for a certain player, it's because you think they have a certain skill set that's not going to lend themselves to him. It's a bit like having Alex Smith and Deshaun Jackson together. They're just not going to mesh well. I don't think Deshaun Kizer is a bad player in any sense of the word. I mean, he's a Cleveland Browns quarterback, take from that what you will. But the type of player he is, it just seems that he seems to fit a type that does not want to check down to running backs when it comes to the passing work. As I say, I looked at his figures. He only played 2 years for the Fighting Irish. But if you projected his 2 years numbers over a four-year career, which is, you know, an average college career, he would have had more rushing attempts than the likes of Colin Kaepernick. Cam Newton, Michael Vick, Russell Wilson. And, you know, these are notable mobile quarterbacks, for want of a better word. These quarterbacks make up, I think there have been 17 seasons since the year 2010. I think, yeah, it's 2010. 17 instances of quarterbacks rushing for more than 500 yards. Now, when I look at those individual seasons, those quarterbacks who rush for 500 yards, they do not feature their running back in the passing game very often. And it might be a mentality thing. If it's a third and short, they'll take off and run themselves rather than just dunk it off. The only notable exceptions were Michael Vick and Tyrod Taylor. They've both had LeSean McCoy, and McCoy had 50 receptions for both of them in separate seasons. It was 2010 and 2015, but the rest of them, either their main lead running back was not a workhorse, so they were popping off to somebody else. So it just seems that, you say, Duke Johnson is behind Isaiah Crowell in terms of rushing attempts for the Browns. I think it's quite clear, even though it's not as if he can't run. I mean, I'm going to guess if you have the most rushing yards in the history of the Miami Hurricanes, you can probably play ball a little bit. But it's really as a pass catcher that he's going to earn his fantasy chops this season. And it just seems that Deshaun Kizer's skill set does not mesh with that of Duke Johnson's, just because I think he's going to be more likely in those short yardage situations to take off himself rather than look for the easy dump off like Duke Johnson would provide.
Yeah, just looking at some of the graphics that you have in it, looking at Duke Johnson's adjusted yards per attempt by quarterback, he's in the league now since 2015, so two-season sample size. And if you look at the targets that he got, Josh McCown leads those targets at 8.2, and he has given him 66 targets. So if you're looking at his time in the league, he's pretty much, when he's played with Josh McCown, that he's been the most fantasy relevant, got the most production on the field. When you look at then all the other quarterbacks, and a lot of them, if you're looking at Robert Griffin, Johnny Manziel, Austin Davis, and Cody Kessler, they do like to scramble around a little bit, where you see McCown stay in the pocket quite a bit more. So that is very interesting. It's also interesting, although it's going to be a completely different topic, is Bilal Powell, with Josh McCown being the starter, could gain value from that if he's looking for his running back on all those occasions. Now we're going to try and break down the articles a little bit as well. I know you've talked in depth about different parts of them, but is there any part of maybe the methodology or the tools that you use that you want to dive into a little bit deeper?
Well, it's as I say. I mean, we have the adjusted yards per attempt app, which shows, you know, you are able to use that app to show how often a player has been targeted by certain quarterbacks. You can also flip it and put quarterbacks in and see how often they've targeted certain players. And again, if you can set your minimum, because you see, you don't want to have one person who's had one target and caught a 48-yard touchdown, and then say, oh, he's got a 48-yard adjusted yards per attempt with him. That's relevant. Thanks for that. So you can set it for, over the course of a season, maybe a minimum of 20 targets. Just to show you, you get a really good idea then of how a player is used and how well he performs in the passing game. And say, on the flip side, you get to see which quarterbacks have been able to get the best out of certain players. As you mentioned with Duke Johnson, you can see that Josh McCown has had a lot of success when targeting him. You can see that, the likes of Johnny Manziel and Austin Davis probably didn't have as much. There's a reason for that. It's because they're not very good at football. But I mean, I say the RotoViz screener app would have been useful to try and put in, you know, if you want to look at Andrew Luck's fantasy relevance, just go in and put his numbers in from 2012 onwards, and then down at the bottom you've got the similarity search, and it'll show you comparable players against Andrew Luck. Just in case you're still thinking, Andrew Luck, he scares me. Well, let's assume that the Colts are going to be sensible and bring him back when he's healthy. Go to the RotoViz screener, type in his numbers from 2012 to 2016 and see how he has compared against the best quarterbacks in the game. His numbers have been superb. He's just being wasted at Indianapolis. And as I say, the Game Splits app, you really want to look at scenarios. You know, this would have helped again with Deshaun, you know, with Deshaun Kaiser and Duke Johnson. Go and have a look at situations where the Browns have been behind, you know, in games where they've not been favoured, and see what his workload has been. He's the passing down back in a team that's been behind for, you might want to check my figures here, but I think they've been behind for 95% of their total games over the last 3 years, probably making that up slightly, but, you know, who cares?
I think it's 100%.
You think it's 100? Well, yeah. You know, that's right, I forgot to carry the three. Yeah, you can go and see how much work he gets when they are really not favoured. And I say it's just a shame that probably the best young prospect they've had at quarterback is going to kibosh the hopes of arguably one of their better skill players.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting. And, you know, obviously there has been talk of him possibly playing some snaps in the slot, but that is all to be developed as the season goes on. And it's going to be, you know, I mentioned sometimes as well when you go into these apps, you can, I mentioned last week in the show, you can kind of go down a rabbit hole and be looking through different parts. But that there really fascinated me to see Josh McCown, you know, targeting the running back on such a heavy percentage compared to the five other quarterbacks that are in the sample size with him. Just to look at, the Jets are going to be a team that are going to be behind, and it's another way. Sometimes you just be looking for something to do with maybe Duke Johnson with a different player. Something else just pops up and catches your eye. So that's another advantage of the apps. Obviously, you've mentioned pretty much the fantasy implications of it, but do you think sometimes, you know, you mentioned on the Andrew Luck side of things, you said about how he's compared since he came into the league. I think people are starting to maybe look away a little bit on Andrew Luck and think maybe just he's not as good as people thought when he was drafted number one overall. But I think there's no doubt that Andrew Luck is an absolutely terrific quarterback, and it's pretty much down, as you mentioned, that he's been sabotaged almost with how the Colts have been run since he came into the league. Looking at those players that you mentioned he's been classed around and scored similar scores to on the app, is there any names there that you want to shout out?
There's no one in particular, because I just think if you look at all the quarterbacks, you know, your Rodgers, your Breeze, he's up there in terms of all the numbers. His interceptions are a bit high, but unless you play in a fantasy league that really, really punishes your quarterback for throwing interceptions, I don't see the problem. Unless you, like I say, I've seen some people, they play in leagues where you get docked 4 points for an interception. No thanks. I don't want to play in that league, thank you very much, because garbage time is fantasy time. I mean, as I say, if people are convinced that Andrew Luck is not a particularly good player for whatever reason possible, well, I'll point you to a man who has been in the top 10 in terms of fantasy points the last two seasons, and that's Blake Bortles. Garbage time counts. It doesn't matter. It's not our position to say these people can't play. Look at what they could give you if they're going to play, and take advantage. For my money, Andrew Luck is still one of the top young. Can I say young? Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league 5-6 years, but I think he's still young. He's still one of the best players. He produces in reality. He produces in fantasy. And obviously, the value of players like Dante Moncrief, who in my opinion doesn't have much value anyway because he doesn't do anything. He catches touchdowns, great. I'm sure he'll do that forever. T.Y. Hilton is a stud, but he's going to get dropped down because, again, you look at the game split app, see the difference he puts up when Luck isn't there. Luck is going to be, if he misses 3-4 games, we saw last year how Tom Brady could still be a key fantasy performer on a 12-game season. Andrew Luck can do exactly the same because the Colts aren't going to be able to run the ball. Volume is the king.
And, last year really did prove it. You know, if you're looking at quarterbacks and Tom Brady in the situation you mentioned missing those first four games, it is a week-by-week game. You know, it's basically, depending on your league length, it's probably 14 weeks before you get to the playoffs, and it is basically 14 kind of daily fantasy games that you're playing against an opponent, so you just have to make it through those games. And if you miss Andrew Luck for three of them, but you have him then for, say, with his bye week, then you have him for another 10 games, I think you should be good at the quarterback position. So obviously, Neil, we looked at two of your articles looking at the Colts and Andrew Luck and the quarterback situation heading into week one and who you should be picking up there. And then, of course, we talked about the Browns and Duke Johnson along with Kaiser. Anything else as we wrap up here that you want to mention about those articles?
I would love to be wrong about Duke Johnson and Deshaun Kaiser, as I've said, because I love Duke Johnson. But I fear this is going to be one of those rare situations where I'm going to actually be right.
I'm kind of hoping maybe that's the situation too, but Neil, I know that you're often very much right on these things. So that there's going to do it for today's edition of the RotoViz Highlight Reel. It is the second one. It is brought to you by Draft. Please do check out Draft and use that code RVRadio. I know I'll be playing it during the season. I'm playing in a few of them already, so do go along and join in there. My name's Colm Kelly. You can find me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. My guest today is RotoViz.com writer and fellow Highlight Reel host Neil Dutton. Neil, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can hear Neil probably on one of the next two shows as the host, so be sure that you are coming back for that. You can follow him on Twitter at ndutton13. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. You can contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at RotoViz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz at a 30% discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.